There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Friday. And let's see. Yeah, about a week, less than a week out for the full launch of the Locals Only Christmas List. And thank you. Been getting emails from y'all. What this is, if you're new to it, I do this each year. And we solicit. I have like people that have been on the list each year. And then I get new people each year as well. And we'll put this up as a digital, you know, put this up on our social media as well. And it's local gift things. They can be experiences, food, art, I mean, everything from fine artwork to cast nets to books to, you know, all those things. A local craft, right? Something like it could be, we have beers and whiskey. We have trips. We have just local things. And I say local, it started off just Mobile and Baldwin County. On exception, I made exceptions here for like Northwest Florida, Southeast Mississippi, elsewhere in the state of Alabama, but cool gifts and things that are made here locally. And so if you're one of those people or know one of those people, please send me an email to Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com. And I'll put you all on the list for this year. But in the email, like give me the name of the product or the thing you make, who you are, and any kind of information or a link I can put in there as well. Because a lot of the times we have... I'd say a third or more of the things that are in there don't even have a website. You know, we'll be like, you know, here's where you go. Get it, call so-and-so to get the thing. But if you got a picture of it, you can put in the email as well. I appreciate that as well. So keep those coming, and then next week we'll get that launched. But, yeah, this is the solicitation. I'm soliciting solicitation portion of this. So please send them on through. All right, phone number and the text line. You know that part, right? 343-0106, 343-0106 for a call or a text, and you can always leave us a talkback message using the FM Talk 106.5 app. Just click the microphone icon on the front page, lets you record the message, emails it to us as well. Just do this as we get started because it's, you know, it's my theme here. Maws reporting wastewater overflow because, you know, it rained, y'all. It's shocking that we got rain here in Mobile, Alabama, but we did. WKRG reports, Maws reports a wastewater overflow yesterday after crews responded to an incident on Baxter and Baxter Street. 900-gallon overflow caused by grease blockage. Remember we were told it was easy to be ungreasy? Remember all that? So they said the overflow remained contained, did not reach state waters. Thank God. That's good. It says grease blockages occur when foods containing fats, oil, or grease enter household drains, according to Maws. I think that was probably people frying their Thanksgiving turkey, right? And not having anywhere to have an old plastic 55-gallon drum or something to put the oil in. I don't know. It says, you know, the other thing, I don't want to be too gross. It's lunchtime, but we did this story about a year or two ago. The stuff that people... It's not exactly toilet paper, that kind of the wipe stuff has caused a big problem as well. But it's lunchtime. Go look, Fat Burgers, I think they were called. It's horrible. So prepare yourself. Go ahead and, if you hadn't eaten lunch, go ahead and watch it right now. And then you may skip lunch on this Friday. And one more before we get to a handful of stories I want to get to before 12:30. Joey Clark from up in Montgomery, he joins me. He said something the other day when he was on with Jeff Poore about how he was being driven crazy by the number of phone calls coming in to his grandfather who he lives with, you know, the scam calls. And I was like, preach, brother, preach. I said, hey, come on the show with me. So he's going to join me today, talk more about that around 12:35. And while we're talking about scams and frauds, it is the season, right? They're everywhere. And my buddy Michael Holland from Bryant Bank is going to join us in hour number two to talk about some of the things they're seeing from a bank perspective, the way people are trying to scam and fraud you right now. So it's going to be a couple educational segments on the way. So you get that. Now, the prison thing that I think you heard the update there from WKRG News, Bill Riles talking about it. The prison strike, I think this is what they're telling us is going to happen here. This from WIAT News. Let's go through this and figure out how this is going to work. The Free Alabama Movement is calling for a shutdown or an inmate work strike on February 8th. Of this coming year, 2026. I like the fact that the prisoners have enough time, I guess, and wherewithal to say, we're going to do this and we're going to schedule this on February 8th. I don't even know what day of the week it is, but they're going to do an inmate work strike. It says it's all part of an effort to change prison conditions witnessed in the Alabama Solution HBO documentary, which actually has our buddy Jeff Poore's voice in there. And they took a clip from his show. It's in the documentary. This is a thing we've talked about for years, right? I was talking about it during the Bentley administration, that Alabama's been told to fix these things, and not just by some leftist liberal. I mean, we're talking about Trump-appointed DOJ. People have like, you got to fix this. So we allocated the billion-something dollars to build two new prisons. Now we only could build one with the billion, and now they got to get other money. Yeah, if you remember all that part. So they're working on it, I guess. But it says the Free Alabama Movement hopes to repeal the habitual offender law and reform the pardon and parole system, among other reforms. Well, first of all, the pardon and parole system needs reform, but it's not going to be to the benefit, I would argue, of people in prison in Alabama. Said quoted here, Rufus Ricks, Jr., former inmate, said bringing attention to prison conditions is important, whether you know someone who is locked up, said it's really what we want to do to bring back our society, or do we want to actually bring back strong, educated men who want to be positive and impact their communities? Now, on this, I would argue that yes and no. We want to have a place where people who can't play with others go stay. At the same time, I do agree that you got to try to reform people. So when people come out of prison, they have skill set, they have a chance to get back into the economy and not end up back in prison, you know, lower the recidivism rate. And also we have to have some different conditions for people in prison because the DOJ says so, and we do not want to go into receivership like they've done in California. And hey, we went into receivership here in the 70s, didn't we, with prison. So they got to do that. But I don't know how a prisoner strike, it's interesting to me. I mean, maybe somebody understands this better than I, but they said the prison on February 8th, so they told us February 8th is when it happens, and there's going to be a prisoner strike. So we'll be watching that, but that's one of the news stories bounce around out there today. I'd like to know what you think on that. So we have a little bit of time, but it's out there. In addition, when we come back, more about the pipe bomb suspect. Of course, that's how we started yesterday's show. DC pipe bomb suspect has admitted to planting the devices. Okay, so we got that part. So I guess kind of go beyond suspect here and say the person did it. Expressed doubts about the 2020 election outcome. It's got Brian Cole. He's speaking here on why he did it. We'll get into that story and get your theories when we come back right here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 10:12:20, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Save of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. my man Trey. And the fam, the crew here locally doing great work, 18 years plus. It's been great to watch Trey and how they just, I know them personally, doing work with me personally and for the radio station, and then watching people react to the service is really, really cool because, like, I'm proud of the guy, I know the guy, and then to hear people go, man, that was really awesome when we had him come out. Yeah, it is. So if you got stuff, you got to get going. Maybe you got to get it done by the holiday coming up, or something that's just been lingering. You're like, let's get it done before the end of the year. Maybe you're making a New Year's resolution to get rid of the junk. Whatever it is, whatever calls you to call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, their name is the number, and make that appointment, do it. It could be so many things. I think most people think about like furniture in a house and boxes in an attic and a bunch of junk in a storage unit, and they do that stuff every day. But Trey and I talk about this, and if you've got something like, how are you going to get rid of this? A giant trampoline, above-ground pool, storage building in the backyard, whatever, that kind of big stuff, they can tackle that as well. You want it gone, you want to get it done with 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and they make, like I've said every time, they make a good old-fashioned appointment. None of this, they'll be there sometime between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. stuff that drives me berserk. No, they actually get with you and find out what day works for you and what time works for you. Then they show up and you're there and you point at the junk you want gone. They quote your price on the spot. You say yes and get to work and get it done right then. So check it out. 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or the name is the number. Call Trey and the crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Oh, I saw this too. Oxford Dictionary, they put their word of the year out, which reminds me, we're not too far off with Alabamian of the year. We'll get that rolling. Dalton, I'll probably start talking about that on Monday some more. You know, that's our end of the year, you know, the thing, place, event, whatever that made the most difference in the news cycle in Alabama in 2025. We do it each year. So we'll be getting that ready to go next week. But Oxford Dictionary puts out their word of the year. This year it's a two-parter. I guess it would need a hyphen there, but they have it. Rage bait. Rage bait is the Oxford word of the year. So is that, rage bait. So clickbait, I guess, is something you like want to see, rage bait, something that makes you mad. It says here, the definition by Oxford, online content deliberately designed to elicit anger or outrage by being frustrating, provocative, or offensive, typically posted in order to increase traffic to or engagement with a particular web page or social media account. Rage bait. It only works, though. You know, it only works because you let it work. It says here, the definition says, with 2025's news cycle dominated by social unrest, debates about the regulations of online content, and concerns over digital well-being, our experts noticed that the use of rage bait this year evolved into a signal, a deeper shift in how we talk about attention, both how it's given, how it's sought after, engagement, and ethics online. Said the word has increased threefold in usage over the last 12 months, according to the language data. So there you go. I thought it would be AI or something like that. But yes, rage bait. That's, you know, don't fall for it. It only works if you let it fall. You fall for it. Now, do I spend maybe some of my time online causing trouble like that? Maybe. What do you think I cause it about? What do you think the one thing that dominates that with me? Okay, you thinking? I'm trying to pull one up here. See if I... You're all wrong. Unless you guessed person who shows up on the Facebook pages of the people that report seeing Black Panthers, like the mystical cryptid cat that is a Black Panther, and then that's the only time. And so I cause rage bait there. That's it. Because I have this show every day. I don't need to do the politics thing. So it's really about messing with people who are reporting a picture of somebody's black cat and saying, look, there it is, a Black Panther. I saw it at Airport in 65 today. So that's the only, I don't know if you're rage baiters or not out there. All right, let's get some text in here. Larry up first here says, hey, Sean, maybe Ma should get into the biodiesel industry and just tell people to bring us your grease and oil and buy cheap diesel fuel from us. Remember that was going to be the big thing for a while, Larry. People were talking to me. One guy was like, Sean, would you invest with me? And it sounded good. I didn't completely understand how it was going to work, to make money, so I backed out. Actually, I didn't even get into it in the first place, so I don't think I backed out. The biodiesel thing was going to be, they're going to pick up all this waste oil, and it was going to be just big-time profits. I just haven't seen, not that it doesn't exist, biodiesel does, but the numbers they were projecting, I don't know if anybody knows why it kind of got hamstrung. Let me know. I don't know why it didn't even go any further than that. IT Jesus says, this just in, prison guards take calendars from prisoners, LOL. Don't you like the fact that that was the thing that stuck out with this prison inmate strike to me. It's not even like something today, like breaking news, they're striking in the prisons. It's coming up on February 8th. The inmates will have a work stoppage. I mean, it just seems odd to me. Fire Dog says, I wonder if they save the date February 8th for work stop on their iPhones. Make sure they get a reminder on that day. Remember the amount of phones? And we just had a story the other day, right? That they were throwing stuff over the fence at Atmore. There's a bunch of drugs, and then there's a bunch of phones. I remember when the story broke. Did we have them? No, you know what? We had my buddy J.B. Buno when he was at 5 at KRG. He was talking to the inmates at Atmore on the phone during one of these prison uprising. Then he came on with me. Then somebody else contacted us. It was crazy. It's been a long time ago, but I remember there were the number of phones in at Atmore. It was crazy. So yeah, Fire Dog, they will hopefully save the date for February 8th. What work stoppage are they doing? Quit making license plates or something? I don't know. Let's see. Calvin, Sean, I was thinking some men do boatloads of... Okay, I was thinking some men do boatloads of blow. Some men blow up boats full of blow. I would just be happy with a boat and a little blow. It's like a haiku. Calvin, I like that. I don't know what to say about that, but it's a rhyme structure was interesting. Haiku-like. Let's see. Jason, Sean, when you mentioned the prison strike, I thought airstrike, which would probably be the best solution. Also, to say the guest with Dan earlier talking about AI was thought-provoking is an understatement. Yeah, so that's Scott Tindall, and you can listen to that show Tuesday nights, Beyond the Blockchain. And, it, you know, like anything we do here, Jason, even if you go, well, I didn't catch the show, all those shows are on our podcast. So you can go to our app where all the podcasts are listed or anywhere that you subscribe for our podcast out there, or go straight to the website, fmtalk1065.com, and click the podcast tab. You go back and listen to those shows. Every week, those guys are talking about some derivation of blockchain and AI on there. So it's good. The AI thing is, it's worth it. I mean, you can look at this thing, and I tell you what, we'll do a show maybe next week or week after, because I got some people want to get in on this. You could talk about this AI as a panacea. You could talk about AI is going to destroy everything and it's going to be, you know, the Terminator. Where in between is the truth? Is it going to be the way I've, in kind of a Pollyanna maybe view of it? I don't know if it's Pollyanna, but I see if AI is done correctly, it's like a sidekick. It is like, I see Jerry's texting, so he knows bird dogs like me. It's like you have a bird dog. You're the hunter. You're doing the thing, but your bird dog's working for you, right? It's doing things that you can't do as easily, but it's doing it at your command. I guess the other side is it's the Terminator and we're all dead. I don't know. Let's see. Irish Indian. If everyone would have done like me for Thanksgiving and not use grease, not use the fryer, and got Joey Mason to smoke you a turkey and ham, you wouldn't have this problem. True. By the way, I gotta work on that. I got a smoker as a gift. I have not used it in a year, so I gotta figure that out. I have time for a smoker. And T Mac says phones thrown over the fence are to drug runners in boats, as prison guards are to our federal government. Couldn't we just get some of the bird netting that I put over my garden when the cedar waxwings are attacking my blueberries? Couldn't we just put that over the Atmore and keep them from throwing the stuff in? Just an idea. All right, coming right back, it's Joey Clark joins me. It's going to be fun, and we'll be reading your text as well, 343-0106.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back. Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5. And you can hop on the text line or the phone line. Both of them, 343-0106, 343-0106. And good to get this guy on and pry him away from the clammy hands of Jeff Poor from his station up in Montgomery at 93.1 WACV. He is the host of News and Views, and his name is Joey Clark, and he's joining me now. Jeff Poor, listen to that. I got Joey on. Hey, Joey.
Hey, Sean. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Doing good. I'm just poaching you from Jeff, so that's a good thing.
That's all right.
Now, I called Joey the other day because he's on with Jeff, like he does every week. And he, at the end, y'all were talking about, I don't know, politics or Trump or all that kind of stuff. And then you said something like, in closing, what did you say? What you had like a closing thought?
Well, I'll give you the background. I'm sitting there for breakfast with my grandfather. And, you know, I live with him now, and it's a win-win situation for the both of us. And he's getting older. He's 89. And eight different robocalls, scam calls. Like one of them, by the way, was actually an appropriate call he actually needed to take from a doctor. So I'm at the point of it happens all day, all night. This is a little hyperbolic, but people that prey on especially the elderly, they should be shot. It's just ridiculous.
And I'll stack rounds in your magazine to do that. I mean, it's like when you said that, I said, man, kindred spirit, because there's so many of us in that situation. It's your grandfather, those of us have older parents and all that, that it is. I walk into my older relative's house, we'll just say it that way. I won't name her by name, Mom. And the phone, she has a cell phone. You can't get rid of the landline. First of all, I'm trying to get rid of the landline. She's not going to get rid of the landline. So she has a landline and the cell phone. And it's like both are ringing at the same time. It's just constantly. And about 1% of them are actually a legitimate call.
Yeah, and it's very, very frustrating to see, as you know, you have to deal with medical things. There are important calls that you don't have saved in your phone. And then, you know, I don't worry about my grandfather too much. He's still, thank God, very savvy and has been on to these folks. But most of them are automated Medicare scams, very clear. Mm-hmm. Looking to steal identity, looking to steal. I think the federal government lost like something like $60 billion last year from just Medicare scams like this. And I don't know what the solution is, because every time I look it up, it's all what the end consumer did. Put this app on your phone, this app, get on the do not call list. But I was wondering, like, can we get a cue from the Israelis and get a star FU, like, and, you know, buzz them back, so to speak?
Have you say, like, we've issued pagers to all these scammers out there. But, you know, I mean, you mentioned, so I've tried to do the same thing with the do not call list. And I think I joked to you the other day, we were talking, I swear I put the do not call list number in, and it seems like the number of phone calls pick up. I don't know if the government's now selling that list to the scammers. And the problem is, you said it, and this is because it's easy. If you look through, y'all, if you'll Google something, they'll say, here's the top tips to help your old relatives. They'll say, well, you know, don't answer the phone. And that's one thing I do say all the time. But they are worried about it. There are legitimate calls. The doctor, whomever's coming in, that they don't have that number saved. So they feel they got to answer it. And then the second they talk about somebody losing their Medicare or something like that, well, now they've got the attention of that person and they can scam them.
Exactly right. And I put my mind in the place of like somebody who doesn't have a support system around them, family members, or is, you know, very vulnerable. And it's just there's a special circle in hell for people that prey on children and prey on the elderly. I hope they're... I looked into it a little bit earlier this morning. Apparently, Verizon and AT&T are working with the Federal Trade Commission to roll out more infrastructure-based stuff to sort these things out to where they don't even go through. But, you know, well, they've done this before, and the people just adapt. So I think it's just a constant battle. But to put it on the end user at this point, man, we didn't build a society for elderly folks. It's just a shame.
No, and, you know, we're talking about phone calls, but also throw the emails in, too, have been a problem in our world. And, you know, I could talk about some of the scams that have been perpetrated on my family members or attempted to, and it's pretty devious stuff. But it's I even talk to my mother and say, use Napoleonic code. We're going to do it this way. You are guilty till proven innocent. I said every phone call, every email is a scam until you prove it's not. Now, it's easier said than done because you get people. I don't know if this generation, I don't want to lump everybody together because I'm not a lumper, but they believe because it's on the phone or in an email, it gives it to some in that generation veracity that it doesn't to us, right? I mean, if the same scam came to them on the street, the hustler came to them on the street with that scam, they'd say, go away. They know, but because it's on a phone or they'll say, well, it was an email. Okay, but they think it's real.
Yeah, no, and there's a lot of that. I think you're right that there's a certain generational loss in translation where, just to be a little, zoom out a little bit, we used to be, and we still are to agree, a high trust society where, you get that phone call and you could trust it was a real person on the other line. In this weird world of AI and automation now, you've had trouble even, are you and I even real people having this conversation right now? There are just weird things happening, man.
No, there are. Have you gone to see if AI can create your show with your voice yet?
I've messed with it, but I'm a little too cheeky and ironic and intuitive for AI.
it's funny. I'd like ask ChatGPT what I would say about such and such, and a lot of times it's correct, which is scary. This is not, although it could be AI saying we're not AI, so possibly this is AI. We don't know. You're talking about the kind of zooming back and trying to get this stuff stopped at the provider side versus the end consumer. And that would be the dream. Like you said, they've done this before, and maybe now with new technology, they're successful, but they've done it before. And I mean, we've seen this. Now we're going to solve this. Congress passed this when, it was 2002 or something. They passed the do not call list stuff and all that. And it was going to solve this problem. And then they go around it. Then they add on to it and they go around it. They also ask you to, like the feds say, report the fraud out there. But I'm not, the elderly person that's having trouble navigating whether the phone call's real or the email's real, that they're going to go over to FTC.gov and file a report on a certain scammer. I mean, that's also not realistic.
Yeah, it's just the scale of it is too massive now. Yeah, and for instance, I saw Senator Brett, I think, putting out a PSA, and it's a fine enough PSA, and look out for your elderly relatives. The scams get worse during the holidays, but it shouldn't be incumbent on elderly folks or even their families. We have the most powerful government known to man. How many trillions of dollars do we spend every year? And we all know how much in bed the government is with, say, some of these big telecom providers. Y'all need to solve this problem, because not only are you hurting individual people, like your identity stolen, you aren't getting your Medicare check, you're also seeing, again, tens of up to $60 billion a year just being funneled out of the country.
Yeah, that's right. And you spot on, because a lot of times when I've talked to folks from the federal government, have FBI people on with me before talking about this, they said, well, we can get a lot of these people, and we know who a lot of these people are, but they're not in the U.S. They're all offshore. So what are we supposed to do? And I'm like, I don't know. Y'all are the government. Y'all got money. Y'all got resources. We can do a lot of crazy things out there, NSA. Why not focus a little bit on this and letting the phones not ring constantly at our parents' house?
Amen. And maybe some of this will be somebody will come up with a better cell phone or better smart device, and it's a little more, a lockbox, and only people you really want can get to you. But it is. It's a commentary on our society. It's a shame that we don't have that same trust, and we got to be looking out around the corner constantly. And it's just, that was just at my end of my wits the other day. The beautiful thing, though, is my grandfather has his ringtone is the Righteous Brothers Unchained Melody. And he says it reminds me of his deceased wife, my grandmother, every time it rings. I'm like, okay, there's a little bit of, in the midst of the frustration and rage, I'm like, there's a silver lining.
I think my mother's is the, it's from the, not the gambler like Kenny Rogers, but that old timey ragtime gambler song. Yeah that comes up. I'm like, but it's constant. It's constant out there. This is good. I don't know. I think it takes, Joey, I appreciate you doing this with me because I know we're not alone, right?
Oh.
And so the more of us that make a stink about it, I mean, I know they'll put a PSA out and do this and that, but seriously, it's 2026. There's a lot of people that want votes in 2026, and maybe this is one of the things you say, hey, how about this being
It's not a full-size plank, you know, plank of your platform here, that you're going to do something about this. Finally, a Manhattan Project to let our older relatives not be bothered and scammed all the time. I mean, if you're somebody running for office listening right now, let me know. Tell us how you're going to fix this.
Here, here. And I think the broader vision is like we need to protect the elderly with this new digital garden and world we built, and we need to protect the young as well. And we've been, as a society, I suppose, dropping the ball in that regard.
That's right. And this is coming from two guys with a pretty libertarian bent, the way I hear it. Yeah. And we're saying it. This is one where I go, yeah, you know what? This is one of the places I'm going to put some curbs on the free market and shut this down.
Or, you know, maybe Elon Musk or somebody else will come up with or Palmer Luckey or whatever, Palantir even, come up with some better mousetrap and technologically solve it.
Don't worry, Joe. Palantir will solve it. Just give them all your information, give them the bio scan on your grandfather, and everything will be fine, Joey. Just comply.
I was going to complain about him, but I listened to a video this morning, and, for some reason, I can't. I'm trying, but I can't. Man, they must have done something watching that video. I don't know.
Wait a second. Wait. You're now all your team Palantir?
No, I don't know. I don't know if I'm team Palantir. It happened to me during COVID. I became team Moderna somehow, and I don't even remember making that decision myself. It was weird.
You must comply. Joey, people want to check out your show. Obviously, we compete a little bit, but there's an hour we don't compete, 2 to 3, but people can go back and listen to you in a podcast form as well, right?
Absolutely. And you can scrub through commercials. I'm on YouTube, Joey Clark Live, and it's always up there at night.
All right. Good stuff, Joey. I appreciate it. And hey, Jeff Poore, I'm going to have Joey on more, so deal with it. Thanks, Joey.
Thanks, Sean.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:50, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Friday, 343-0106, 343-0106. Get you through on a call or a text. A text to get into and calls as well here, so hop on. Let's go first to David in Mobile. David, your thoughts on this?
Hey, Sean. With my health problems over the last 3 years that you're somewhat familiar with, I've got a lot of knowledge when it comes to communicating with people in the health field. And there's actually already a technology in place, technologies in place that they could use to utilize to be able to communicate with their patients, especially their older ones that get all these spam calls, and let the patients know that it's actually them. And that is, many of these health groups, like Infirmary and Spring Hill Hospital and the big doctor's office groups in Mobile, have mobile apps that you can download to your phone. Mm-hmm. and you know, get your test results and your medical records and such. They could actually build in voice over IP technology into these apps, to where if a doctor's office needed to call one of their patients, they could call through the VoIP technology in these apps if they wanted to do that. And, you know, they could design it to where it pops up the doctor's face and doctor's name, letting the on the phone, letting the patient know this is actually a legitimate call from their healthcare provider that they need to communicate with.
And, you know, you do that on your own, and here's the thing. For people like Joey's situation, my situation, we need to do it, right? And the problem is, though, this is like what you're saying is logical and all that. But in the human side of it, when the phone rings and I say, because this is don't answer is one of the best things. I have, you know, a series of notes we could read through here, how to help people. But if you tell somebody not to answer, and that person is worried that if they don't answer, they're missing something. Right. And the phone doesn't ring always for a scam. There may be something important. You can go through and talk to that relative and say, if it's important, they'll leave a message. But it just is not that simple, because they're going to want to answer the phone. It's just so
I understand.
You know, it's hard. It's really hard to deal with.
I understand that, and I've got a couple of tips for that. First of all, like you said, if it's important, they'll leave a message and then telling you who they are and what it's about, and you can call them back. Or they can answer the phone, but tell them, do not say anything, and here's why.
Sure. I've tried that one, too, but go ahead. Yes, talk about it, but I have tried this one.
A lot of these scammers, they're using auto dialers, and the auto dialer will not connect the call to between the two until the receiver says hello or says something a couple of times, and then the auto dialer knows there's a real person on the line to connect that call. So if you just answer it and don't say anything, the auto dialer never connects the call, and you know it's a scam. You can hang up on them. Another thing is, ask their the patients can ask their doctors if they have text message notifications, because a lot of them already do. Enroll in that if they have it, because if they need to communicate with you for any reason, they can send you a text message, and you know it's from them, and they can call them back.
Right. And the problem is, I know it's like I have a retort to everything, but it's like I've gone through these wars, man. And if that person's not going to check the text, the text, the font's not right, or whatever it is, then they go back to answering the phone. It's just like there are ways. I mean, I've used do not call lists. There's ways to try to put protections in, but at some point, the people that are vulnerable here, you can talk to them, but a lot of them keep picking up the dang phone.
Yeah. Now, I don't know about iPhones, because I've never owned an iPhone and I never will, but I do know with my Google Pixel Android phone that if the Google thinks that it is, it might be a spam. If it knows it's spam, it won't even connect the call. But if it suspects it to be spam, it'll connect. It'll ring, but it'll say spam, possible spam.
Oh yeah, my phone is for that daily. Robbie, it's funny too, because they think people are out on their lunch break, so I get, they all hit me during the show, say spam risk or, telemarketer or something like that. But it's just getting, that's the problem. There's some technology there, but when you talk about older folks trying to have something that keeps them from answering, and I don't know what to do. I mean, it may not be, but I think got to lean on the telecom some here to try to get some things done. And by the way, and I appreciate your call, David. Y'all got to check out the guy that, and there's probably more than one that does it. And I forget this guy's name, and I'll probably find it during the break. It's a guy who acts like an old lady. Okay. And I think he said in an interview one time I saw, he said, "Hey, I'm doing my service because the amount of time I waste for these people, the amount of their time I waste, they're not bothering some other old person." And so this guy does his voice, and this older lady that never can get anything right. And the scammers get so mad because this character half hears what the scammer says and repeats it incorrectly. And I got to figure out his name. But if you just go search for scammer, exposing the scammers, acting like old lady or something like that, it's really funny stuff. I mean, it's like the reverse crank calls from the old days. It's good stuff. So check that out. Let's see. Fire Dog said, "How many of your texters are AI?" That's a real question. I don't think many. Fire Dog, I look at it, and I don't think many. What's interesting, we will have, and you'll probably hear it this year, this coming year in 2026. So all these years of doing talk radio, we'd get, especially during a campaign, we'll get callers. And the text is easier because you see there's no other communication ever from something before, then all of a sudden something's new. The callers, they'll have people, they used to have people set up in phone banks to call in. The person be like in Tucson or something, but they had certain talking points against the person that was on the air or something like that, or some kind of policy that was being debated in Washington. And they're like professional callers, which I enjoyed. Most people in my business would like not take the call. I enjoyed those conversations. I mean, I've seen it on Twitter with our page on Twitter on X, because it gets a lot of traffic and there'll be somebody post there that's a bot most likely. And you can ask a few simple questions and kind of rat them out there. But I think there's some of it. Maybe I'll really have arrived, Fire Dog, if we get tons of AI text in there. Trace says they need to target the call scammers like they're doing the drug boats. That one I would say yes. Let's go get them. Because that's another problem, too. A lot of these scammers are not inside the United States. And I've had this conversation on the show, and the people will say, we know who they are, but we can't get them. You know? So and the email is a whole other side of it. We keep talking about the phone part, but the emails are, you know, if you, and how do you, it's frustrating because you can deal with older relatives that, once again, if somebody came up to them on the street with that hustle, they would immediately say, baloney, you know, get away, go. But for some reason, and I don't know if any of y'all have had this experience, but the fact that it came in email form somehow gives it legitimacy to a certain older generation. I don't know how to cure that. I mean, other than just saying, this is baloney, this is baloney, this is baloney, this is baloney. Everything's baloney. Everything, unless it's from like one of the grandkids or something like that, it's all baloney. And even then, the grandkid scam too. Have y'all heard that one? It's a thing that they, and I think this is a good thing. I can do this with my kids too. It's just to have a family password. Because, you know, the scam where they call up and the grandchild or somebody has been in a horrible wreck, caused the wreck. They can't talk because their jaw's wired shut, but they need you to wire all this money to get them out of jail or solve the problem. Yeah, well, keep that one in mind, too. All right, come back. Listen, we'll talk more about this. My buddy Michael Holland from Bryant Bank joins us next.